It is time for Dr. Judy Wortman at Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. And Before Her Voice Was Still. And she joins us here on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Dr. Wortman.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. And it's a lovely day here in Boston. Cold, but thank goodness dry. So I hope the same is true where you are.
It's working out. It's actually nice compared to how it was. So yesterday was sort of just dribbled snow, sort of.
And it's amazing how one's mood changes if you wake up to a sunny sky as opposed to a cloudy sky. I know you wake up to a dark sky, but eventually it does.
No, but that's. I happen to be reading just a lovely book that takes place in Scotland, and it just made me think this morning as it was getting light way late, because it still gets light later there. How much the weather actually does matter, first thing. You know, there's a reason that you get up and you look out and you go, oh my God, or okay, I can do this. You know, it just makes it much easier. You have to do the same things one way or the other, but it's still.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, Jill, you and I at this point don't have to worry about, you know, having a chronically depressed or anxious mood regardless of the weather, and having to, maybe be asked to or recommended to take some kind of medication, antidepressant or an anti-anxiety pill, you know, to help with the mood. But one of the things I want to talk to you about is the fact that the people who, you know, do have mood disorders, basically depression, and have been told that they probably would do better if they went on some kind of medication, have written to me, many people have written to me and said one of the problems they have is that nobody told them that they might gain weight as a result of their medication. I just got an email from a woman in England, a couple of days ago, saying that she had gained the equivalent of about 28 pounds in a year. And when she went to her doctor to complain about it and said, you know, I was always thin until I went on this antidepressant, he said, oh, it's probably due to something else, probably eating too much, nothing to do with the medications, even though it's been known, really very well known for at least 10 years, that antidepressants and other medications like that really do cause weight gain.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, I can send you the email. And she said she was shocked because, you know, she said, and this is so typical. She said, you know, I eat healthy, I exercise, it's never been a problem to me, I like to exercise. I've never been somebody before I went on medication to have trouble controlling my weight. I never, you know, binged on cookies or never found problems eating a larger than normal portion. And after I went on the antidepressant, she said, I couldn't control the size of my meals. I was hungry even after I ate a meal that normally would have satisfied me, and I found myself craving snacks, usually crunchy carbohydrate snacks, most of the day. And this has been so well described in the scientific literature, the psychiatric literature, scientific literature, that she could have been sort of just a typical case. But when she went to her physician, her psychiatrist, she said, no. It's probably due to something else. Well, this is a general problem, not just in England. It's a general problem here. And what came across to me was that there should be built into the kind of counseling and help and advice and support that people should be getting when they are trying to recover from depression or anxiety or obsessive-compulsive disorder or anything else that requires medication. They should be getting some help to prevent them from gaining weight to begin with. I came across an article recently saying that if you have a mood disorder, the ideal therapy would be, if you needed medication, to go to a psychopharmacologist or a psychiatrist who would prescribe it for you, and then you also should be getting psychotherapy, talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, so that you can talk with somebody else about your problems and why perhaps that situation or your emotional problems might have exacerbated the depression that your antidepressant is helping. We don't live in an ideal world, and usually that doesn't happen. But in reading this, it occurred to me that why couldn't and shouldn't a psychotherapist say, you know, there's a possibility that you're on this medication that may cause you to gain weight. You're only a couple of weeks into the therapy. You know, I think I should arrange for you to have a consultation with a dietitian if you are beginning to find that your eating habits have changed, or even take hold of that situation himself or herself and start dealing with it in the office rather than pretending it doesn't exist. I mean, the therapist should say to the patient, gee, have you been weighing yourself? Have you discovered that you've gained any weight? Have you discovered that there's been any change in your eating habits and your cravings? Do you find that you're no longer able to control the amount of food that you're eating? I shouldn't say never, you know, you're not supposed to ever say never, but let's just say it rarely, rarely happens. One reason, of course, is that psychotherapists aren't trained in anything related to diet unless they are specialists in eating disorders. And the second thing is that if they even did pick up that information, yeah, gee, doc, you know, I find that I'm crunching on nachos all afternoon, whereas I used to be happy with two carrot sticks, what are they going to do with that information? Because in all these years since I and a group of colleagues, you know, developed a weight loss clinic at a Harvard psychiatric hospital, there's been basically nothing, no research on how you can best prevent weight gain on these medications, or if it's already started, how you can reverse it, how you can halt it. I mean, it is a great big empty silence. And so I suppose what I'm saying, it has no validity, because if I say to somebody, gee, a therapist, you should be dealing with this weight problem, the therapist will say, yeah, so how? And other than the method that we use at our weight loss clinic at McLean Hospital, nobody really has come forth with any kind of easily managed, conveyed program to stop people from gaining weight once they find that their drugs have made it impossible for their brain to control how much they're eating. And I just wonder, how long do we really have to wait for some help to be given to people who, you know, have enough problems without finding that after they finish their course of antidepressant medication that they're now 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 pounds heavier? You know, if for you, for example, Giselle, if you gain 5 pounds, you probably would not be terribly happy. Imagine going on a course of, let's say, Prozac or something, and finding that after a year you're 25 pounds heavier.
I would be ripped.
And there's nothing that anybody has said. Nobody has told you this is going to happen.
No, I would be ripped, and B, I would be depressed, and that would just make me even more incandescent. What I don't understand is that information is so now widely available that it's almost, in my view, can I use the word criminal? It's really irresponsible for a practitioner to not say, oh, hey, this is something you must be aware of.
That's right. And then to say, what are your symptoms? How has your eating changed? We do know that there has been research on this, that when you have certain antidepressants, in fact, most of them, they somehow clamp down and shut off certain sites on brain cells on which serotonin, that, you know, the mood neurotransmitter usually works. And those sites on the brain cells are where serotonin tends to make people, when it activates, it makes people feel full, so that you actually stop eating. You say, I don't want any more food. I'm full. Don't give me any more food. Well, the antidepressants somehow prevent serotonin from acting on those sites. And so the effect is, it's like not being able to turn off a tap of water, and the water keeps running. The effect of this is that you continue to feel not hungry, but this urge to eat. And one thing that we tried was simply increasing serotonin activity by having people eat small amounts of carbohydrate. But I bet you that if you went to ask all these, you know, psychotherapists and psychiatrists, what they would recommend is they would say, oh, you better go on a keto diet, you better eliminate carbohydrates because you're eating too many of them. And the effect of that, of course, will be not enough serotonin. But that's a discussion for another day. It's not a very good situation, and we're going into another year, and I have a feeling at the end of the year we're not going to be any better equipped to deal with this weight gain than we are right now.
Well, we'll just have to see about that.
Right. We'll revisit it maybe a year from now.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning, right before This Week in the Lakeville Journal, and also online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.